More and more people, and younger people, are experiencing strokes worldwide, with the majority of these of the bleeding or hemorrhagic type, where a blood vessel bursts in the brain, a recent study in The Lancet reported. Richard Lee, a stroke expert at Johns Hopkins, says this is a clarion call for healthcare providers.
I think this study points to what we were already concerned about, which is this epidemic of obesity and poor preventative medicine, which is in some ways a reaffirmation that we need to look at how we use preventative medicine. And it's good, though, because it is a very much treatable condition. Simple things such as getting blood pressure under control, improving diet, exercise, stopping smoking, all of these things can help reduce hemorrhagic stroke in a slightly younger population.
Lee says the tide of stroke can be turned with a comprehensive approach to managing the factors that contribute to stroke risk. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.